of the Highway Bridge Capital Projects Committee.
Trails
Committee. before we get going, we have two sets of minutes tonight to approve. We have one from the joint meeting we had with Ways and Means and our committee on the moving of the family court over to BRC. I don't know if everybody got the chance to look at those.
I took a look at them. I don't recall anything that needs to be changed. I'll make a motion to accept both sets of meetings as written.
Okay.
Both
sets? All right. All in favor? Motion made by Herb Litz, seconded by Legislator Warren to approve both sets of meeting minutes as read, written. I'm losing it. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Motion carries.
We'll move right into the resolution. Resolution number 261, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, Arnold Construction Company Incorporated, Department of Public Works. This is for relining of pipe in the town of Marlboro, County Road 17. For a price of $249,950. This money has already been budgeted. We just need to okay it to proceed with the work.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. This is six.
Yeah. Single the mile.
Here's business for members.
Jim Maloney had an important meeting over at Tech City that he could not miss, and Manigel was in Saratoga. When she called early, she was in Albany. She would do her best to get here. This was on time.
He's in late classes today. I made it early.
Yeah, but you flew.
Yeah, but I went to Perry Town before I came here.
All right, so we'll stop showing off.
Yeah. I know. I live in my car.
So it's your fault then. I drove right past it.
Resolution number 264, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered in to by the county with Wind Construction Services Incorporated. I believe that this is the replacement of the Salt Hill Bridge over the Salt Hill Creek. For $2,706,000. This is being funded 80% by the federal government, 15% by the state, 5% by the county. This is work that's been approved and long overdue.
Mm-hmm.
Any discussion?
Make a motion for discussion.
Motion for discussion. Maybe I'm just second it. Ben, or
who is Wind Construction Services? I never heard of
it. Me either.
We're not going to be a little bitter.
Ooh, so much for one bit. It's got to be a spinoff from somebody.
That I don't know.
They are a little bitter.
They were $200,000 under the next bidder, and the next bidder was doing the same thing.
Who's going to be Harrison Burrow?
No, it's... it needs to be Barry Betty when you do it.
Oh, okay.
Bet Clay, Bet Chris.
Yeah, Chris. Right?
Yeah. That's so they were, because Joe ran into that fellow, you know, at the stewards or something, mm-hmm. and the guy said that they were really going hard at that job because, of course, it would be down the road. They were already mobilized.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they were 200,000 more from this guy.
I've never heard of Wind Construction.
And when is this bridge supposed to be done?
I think it's a 7-month project.
Yeah, it should be before the end of this year.
I see they have the superstructure built in Atlanta, that's why I understand that they know if you have time, they used to do it, and that seems like an awful lot of work for a project that size.
Well, I guess it depends on what you're talking about with respect to being finished.
Useful.
Not to interrupt, but according to this year, your job is supposed to start June 1st of 2016 and be completed by December 31st
of 2016.
Is it 7 months? June 1st. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was 7 months. That's what I was. But thinking. I mean, we have to. You know, we have to allow time for all the paperwork to be completed, too. I mean, the bridge itself and being able to ride over it might be done at the end of October.
Right.
You can't stop the contract then because you've got to be on the scene and make sure that all the paperwork is in. If you want, I can ask Ed. We haven't had a few
months yet.
We'll have a schedule.
I'm just curious. I mean, and it's totally different to when I do the bridges. I work in Atlanta on all the bridges. And we used to build the forms. Now they're already pre-made. Now you have the metal underneath them. It's a whole good. That's why I just find it so hard to believe it takes so long to put that type of construction together.
At the same time, the other bridges
and
you can keep
all the
inspections in various stages on this type of project.
Well, I think
the
state's a lot of money and infrastructure, so.
Yeah,
that's
because
they're
falling so far behind.
This is a
tip
project,
so. No. Okay, this could be in-house.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, who's the engineer on that? Is it AECOM? I think it's AECOM, and they will be in touch.
Any other discussion? If not, I'll ask for a motion to move. Motion made by Legislator Warren.
Also.
Seconded by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Okay, moving along here. Resolution number 270, authorizing the county legislature to conduct a public hearing for the proposed acquisition for public purpose of property for the construction of the Hudson Valley Rail Trail West Phase 4 in the town of Lloyd, Department of Planning.
So moved.
I'd like to move for discussion.
Okay, I'll second that.
Okay. Anybody have anything to say before I say my piece?
Yeah, I was just curious. We need offers, and they're not taking them. Is that why we're going to the end of the meeting?
No, we're not.
That's why Chris is here tonight.
Yeah,
Chris White from Planning is here to explain why that wording is in there. I expressed to him that I was a little concerned about
it. Sure, and we've heard that. You know, I explained this at the Economic Development Committee on Tuesday as well. We don't expect to use them in the domain here. What we're doing, the DOT, for us to move from right-of-way incidental, which is where you do the appraisal and the title work, to right-of-way acquisition, has strongly recommended for them to sign off. They want an EDPL hearing in the event that we do the appraisals and somebody doesn't then says, well, I think this is worth $1 million, and they appraise it for $5 million. We only have 4 property owners that we're dealing with, and what we're talking about are narrow sections of the former Penn Central Railway. It's the same line that comes off the old walkway over the Hudson. It runs through the town of Lloyd, and then it took a southern turn towards Maple, so they call it the Maple line. The 2 owners on both ends that were objectionable to the project, we went around. So there were 2 people that we knew we were going to probably have to go to eminent domain with. They really didn't want any encumbrance on their property. So we have avoided them. The other four owners we've met with and we've spoken by phone, one of them is Ralph Ludwig from Wolf Tech. And in fact, Ralph said, you know, we can't talk about price now, but he said, I might even be willing to just donate the park, but let's see what it's worth. So the reason we're doing the reason DOT wanted the hearing is because we exceed certain thresholds that the U.S. Highways, the Federal Highway Administration set, and that either going above 10% of a particular lot or going above 1 acre on a property. So we have a 300-acre property, and we're proposing to take 1.2 acres of it in the front. All of it surrounded by wetlands and undoable. So what we're proposing are permanent easements, so we don't reduce the ability of people to develop lots in the future. You know, it doesn't count against their overall acreage. And I don't think we're going to need eminent domain. We're working very diligently to make sure we design the trail in a way that's respectful to the people around it. There's a manufactured home community there, you know, a trailer park. We had a community meeting down there, and some of the folks said, you know, we really don't want it right in the backyard. And we said, well, we're going to be on the other side of the berm. So we're going to maintain buffers. We're going to put in fencing. They were concerned about crossings, and we've handled that, and we've had really good support, as you know, from the public hearing on that project.
This trail is coming. I'm sorry.
I just want to say that I really support this because that's what a public hearing will do. If there are concerns, we'll get to hear them because, you know, the same thing. I had some, you know, reservations or at least wanted to know what the feelings about the water line from Marble Town. And I was assured that everyone had been contacted and there were no objections. But a public hearing on something like this, I think, is really the right way to go. And then if something comes up, we know about it.
Yeah, and as part of that public hearing, we're required to talk about what the public use is, to
right.
show the maps and the routes,
right.
to talk about the parcels, and then to accept public comment. So it's really... It's a formal process. Our consultant will be there, and our right-of-way acquisition expert, R.K. Knight, will be there.
It's just the use of the term eminent domain is always...
Oh, yeah.
...spear something. We could have just an informational public hearing instead of an eminent domain public hearing.
It really would be, and it's unfortunate. It's like in Seeker where you can only do a negative declaration. You can't do, like, this is actually a positive benefit project. And it's always towards the negative. But right now, we don't anticipate we'll need eminent domain, but the DOT said that you have to do this unless you declare the property taken de minimis. And we can't do that because there's people special.
Okay.
So I'm in a pickle with the DOT.
Yeah, and I tell you the truth, I wouldn't even have called you. I didn't realize that this was for a public hearing until after I spoke to you. I just read through this thing quickly.
No, we don't.
Because I support
really,
mostly
I
all public hearings.
The only one that I think there's any shot at is there's one of the properties is like partially in an estate. There's nothing built on it but a billboard. And it's unusable because it's a conforming lot and it's in a wetland. And I'm not sure how it's going to interact with that estate.
But
we're going to go ahead and appraise these and make fair offer values.
Right.
It's Murphy, Norma. Norma and Matthew Murphy.
They own on the other side of 299?
They own on both sides of 299 because when they built 299, they split a farm and they left a non-conforming lot on the southern side. So where the SUNY New Paltz billboard is, they own that. They also own the rail bed, which is separated by the wetland.
I thought Longentano's property came all the way out.
Longentano's there are four property owners, so it's Ludwig, who's with Wolf Tech. He has the barn that's on
our warehouse facility.
Yeah. He's very friendly. Longentano has the hunting club, which is about 300 acres. We're thinking about, we'd like to acquire about 1.1 acres there. Murphy, Matthew Murphy, and Norman Murphy's left, and so we've been speaking to the son-in-law who had a power of attorney. And then the other one that we have is
used to be Fabiano, but I already told
him. Yeah, Brad Scott at what, Highland Woods. So we've talked to both the people that rent his lots and Brad Scott. And he's supportive because his wife is a big trail.
Well, he's done a plan for that.
He's a good guy. He was nice enough to meet with us at his house.
My first one.
Oh, good. All right. Well, tell him I enjoyed our meeting.
Go ahead, Steve. Can you look at one of the, not, I mean, next month, probably. I'd like to see how the trail is going to actually go.
Yeah, I have maps here if you want to see
them. I would. I know how, you know, we've only talked about King's Head up to there, but we've never talked about.
And we'll have full presentations for when we go to. So if you start on map one, let me just orient you where we are. You're looking at Route 299 in the town of Lloyd, across from the Lowe's Home Center, near the Central Hudson Station. Not substation, but they have like a storage area there. Where we would begin the trail is the green line. Mm-hmm. And you'll see it starts at South Street. That's going to have a parking area that's just east of there. We couldn't put it, DOT didn't want it right at the corner, so we have it somewhat off. The plan is later on to connect from South Street to New Paltz, and the New York State DOT has already put in money to the TIP, the Transportation Improvement Program, to design that connection. So they're going to take it the next bit of the way and get it over the thruway. And again, that's on their right of way. There was no historic rail there. So working from the western end, we go in front of Central Hudson. You'll see a property labeled Gaum. That's the woodshed. He was very objectionable to the trail. He didn't want it behind his property, didn't want it coming, cinching behind, so we backed off and we put it in front. The next property you see with the red line, or with the yellow, is the Highland Woods. That, the old rail bed, is right in back of people's homes, so we're going out on the other side of the berm so that we maintain the trees that are there and the berm that's there. And then we're going to supplement it with additional plantings to screen it. If you move to map two,
just
to
explain about the wet
room. Yeah. So you can see there's a lot of that wet area is all part of the Black Creek wetland.
Mm-hmm.
And again, a lot of this area is high fill. So it's a trapezoidal built up with wetlands on either side, which is why it's largely unusable. Most of the space that we're taking is either in a 100-foot buffer or right in the actual wetlands. So we've had to navigate, you can kind of see the trail moving through the wetlands. There's
yeah.
one area where we cross, we're trying to minimize that so it's under a tenth of an acre so we don't need a special permit from the Army Corps. On the second page, that yellow area is again more the Highland Woods area. Then we move into the Murphy property, which is the blue-green line. That property is just billboards. You have one billboard. There's nothing really that can be done with that lot. And then we move into Mr. Ludwig's property, and that goes behind his barn. And we've shifted it because he has like a little wellhead or something there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've avoided that. And then we dovetail right into the town stage 3 project, which is going to run from Tony Williams Park right to where we end. And they got held up on the stage 3 project because of an underpass they needed to build and an underpass they needed to repair. So they hope to go to construction this fall. We hope to go to construction next year. And they're both federal grants, so they're 80% federal, 20%.
Tell me, it's going to run from the walk across, look the park over.
Walkway over the
Hudson.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And it will go.
It'll cross over 9W.
Yes.
It goes under.
It goes under 9W.
Under 9W.
It goes over Vineyard Avenue 44.
Okay, so you're going to follow that through Highland.
Correct. And it winds along New Paltz Road, so at one point it goes under the road. Right now it stops at Tony Williams Park, and they're building a new tunnel, and that will go under, that brings them under South Riverside Road, and then there's another underpass on New Paltz Road. And that puts you on the west side of New Paltz Road. It continues out to where the old Hess was, which is now a speedway.
It's a gas stand,
right off of 299. So then we take it to South Street. So we'll take the trail from being 3.5 miles today. The town will add another 0.7 miles, making it 4.25, and then we add another 1.25. So we'll have a 5.5 mile trail that connects to the 1.28 mile walkway and the 13 mile Dutchess Rail Trail. And this rail trail system in March was named as one of the top 5 rail trails in the country, the system. And there's going to be voting in June on which is going to be the top trail. So, you know, our trail groups are already getting ready to blast that out and have that voted. But that's a big deal because we're seeing a lot of free usage on it, and we're extending it further.
So that's going to, but then it's going to connect and go right up Route 32, is that it?
No, it would continue along Route 299 in the available right-of-way. They have enough right-of-way for 4 lanes, and they've only needed 2. It would go along the right-of-way, basically to the thruway, over the thruway slip, and then we would do a reconfiguration of the existing thruway bridge to accommodate a bike pedestrian trail. And it would go all the way to South Park Corners, which, you know, we're extending the shoulders on that.
Mm-hmm.
And so somebody can actually bike from the high school and then just get on this trail. And then the village and town of New Paltz are looking to make that final connection from where that would leave off down the hill to the Walk Hill Valley Trail. And they're already advancing that to have a widened bicycle pedestrian facility on Henry W. Savoy's. So we're 5 years from now, if the DOT does what they say they're doing, we will have an interconnected rail trail system that runs from the walkway to New Paltz to the Walk Hill Valley Rail Trail that comes all the way, hopefully, into Kingston. Right now we're at the border of Kingston. The OSI is working to find the link right into the center of the city.
Now, I only have one more question.
Yeah.
So right now this public hearing is going to pertain to 4 properties.
Well, when you do a property hearing, it actually becomes about the project.
About the project, and it's right.
So people can say anything they want.
Right.
People can get up and say, I think this is the best project ever, or I think this is a complete waste of public money.
Yeah.
Or they could say, you know, I'm a property owner, I live nearby, and I have the following concern, which basically try to address the concern.
Mm-hmm.
And that's precisely what happened at the public meeting we did.
Okay. So after this public hearing, this is all discussed, down the road, if other properties come into question,
there aren't any.
Oh, there aren't.
All state right-of-way except for these 4 people.
Oh, okay. That's the limit.
The 2 that were concerning.
Okay.
And so what we would do is within 90 days, we make offer letters to those folks, and then by the end of the year, we will come back to you to purchase the... Mm-hmm. Either a permanent, we think they're going to be permanent easements, but if they insist on a fee acquisition, which is only about 10% more, we can do that as well.
If there's not any more questions, I'll entertain a motion to move it. All right, motion made by Legislator Warren, seconded by Legislator Manigel. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Thanks a lot.
Yes, thank you for coming. Nope. Thanks for taking the time to come. We appreciate it. Resolution number 275, amending resolution number 162, establishing capital project number 435, building a better Ulster County infrastructure investment program, slope analyst and stabilization 2016 to 2021, capital program, Department of Public Works, highway and bridges. Moved by Legislator Litz for discussion.
Second.
By Legislator Warren.
This is adding one more location to the five that were in 475. Where's the additional location?
You're heading south on 32. That really bad intersection line that could just come down to that. So what's the most road is on that side?
That's your feeling going on?
So they're going to put the soil in the Alabama job?
Well, we don't know yet. These, there were three projects that are getting, you know, stabilization with the soil now. The other three on here are for engineering evaluations to see what is the best way to stabilize the soil.
Gotcha.
Any other question?
Yeah, I'm just curious. When was the last time they had a problem with the soil? They had the road, I think it's been there for, when's the last time, what ranches, when was the last time they've been in that?
I don't get the answer to that question.
If ever.
They don't get better. They only get worse.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure.
I'm just saying that.
I have no idea. I can't find out.
Don't worry about it. I've been going up and down now for the last 40 years. What?
That's your fault.
Marshall, my
book,
I guess.
Yeah. Okay, I'll make a motion to move it. Seconded by Legislator Lawrence. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 276, amending the 2016 Ulster County budget, CHIPS funding adjustment, Department of Public Works, Highway and Bridges. I think this is just simply accepting CHIPS money, $300,070.
Yeah.
Moved by Legislator Warren, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. All right. Our last resolution for the evening. Resolution number 277. Amending the 2016 Ulster County budget, paid New York Funding Appropriation Department of Public Works, Highways and Bridges. Susan, you want to speak on this?
This is from the extra money that was allocated for the state.
Okay.
And this is the portion of that money.
So basically, we're just accepting this money.
Yes. We're not absolutely certain of the eligibility. We don't know that it's identical to CHIPS, but we do know that road work. And now that we have the money, we'll identify the project.
Now, on this chart here, I see on the very last page where it says the County of Ulster. It lists the city of Kingston, town of Denning, Atokas, Gardner, Hardingburg, Early, and the town of Kingston. Does this mean that this is where that money has to be spent in these areas?
No, that's been awarded to those
areas. They got extra money too. Oh, they got extra money too. Okay. So once again, it's all right. So basically, then, this is just accepting money from the state to help us here in Ulster County get some work done. Okay. I'll move it.
One second.
Motion made by Legislator Fabiano, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Anybody have any old business they'd like to discuss or bring up?
Yes.
Let us fill your lips.
I would like to thank the ECW for their nice report on the culvert out on Springtown Road.
Yes, very nicely done.
Yes, done.
In a very fashionable time, too.
One other question I had with the report was, I think part of the question we had asked is, how much fill or what would be the cost to raise the road? I think we said 1,000 feet to look at 1,000 feet on either side.
Okay. I didn't remember asking for that from Andrew, so I will ask him for that.
Yeah, if we're gonna spend $92,000, which will now give us a nice structure. Actually I think two bridge units for us to tap and see what the same thing. Anyway, if we were able to raise the profile, because it says it's still going to flood, elevation 185, so it looks like it's still going to flood a few times, it's still going to flood a couple times a year. So I was just curious, for maybe a relatively minor amount of money, we could put that down to once every 5 years or whatever by raising the grade, and we would want to know that before we put the culvert in. We'll put the culvert down here and then raise the grade later.
And you're talking about 500 feet on either side of the culvert?
All I remember was when that lady provided whatever she provided, it looked like if you went, I forget if it was 1,000 or 500 feet either side of the culvert and took survey shots, then you'd be able to plot that and know, what you can do with the profile. And you might even be able to, get a cursory number right off the USPS sheet. Plot the contours out.
I just want to second that. I think that's a really good point.
Thank you. Now, if we're spending $92,000 for another $10,000, we could take it from flooding four times a year to flooding once every 3 years. You know what I mean? It might be worth the investment.
Is that a number that you think would do it?
What's that?
Is that a number that you think?
The $10,000.
Oh, I have no idea without seeing it. Okay. That's why I had asked that they take survey shots, plot the profile, and then be able to ascertain how much fill it would take to raise it to an elevation that it would mitigate some of the closures.
I will find out. I will try to find out.
Anyway, this report is very good.
Anybody have any new business? Okay. Susan, how long have you been on your job now?
A year and 2 months.
I can see you settled in quite well.
Seems like 20, though,
doesn't it? Yeah.
Well, I doubled my antidepressants.
Oh, my God, you're on tape.
Yes, that was a joke.
If there's nothing else, I'll ask for a motion to adjourn, made by Legislator Licks, seconded by Legislator Loren. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Meeting's adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for coming.
Thank you.